days. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a land far away where the tree of life in eternal bloom shares its fragrance through the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and he smiles right their sorrows away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer at this time.
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come another Lord's Day. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace and asking you to love us and care for us and help us. We come first of all thanking you, dear Father, for being there for us and helping us to go from day to day in this treacherous world. We're asking you as we go from day to day, help teach us the right things. Help us to learn everything that we must do to save our souls and preach the gospel to others. Help us to continue to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us to always be willing to take the time to stop, to teach and preach the word of God so we can stamp out the wiles of the devil. We also pray, dear Father, that we will understand that we must keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Help us to know that non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as cooperation with good. Help us to be wonderful children, the kind of children that you'd be proud to call your own. Help us to show the world what love is about. Help us to teach the world where they have been lost and gone astray, and all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness. Give us the fortitude to go to them, to sit down with them, to teach them the word of God so they can know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who are looking for a way home. Help put us in contact with those souls. Help us to teach them the word of God. And once they've been taught the word of God, help them to remain faithful and steadfast in the cause of Christ. We also come, dear Father, thanking you for giving this small church the ability to reach out to the world. See, we know that one man with courage is a majority, and we're doing the best we can with what we have to preach the gospel to all of the known world. We're also praying, dear Father, as we preach and teach this gospel, that we, your children, will not grow weary in well-doing, that we will continue to stand firm on the word of God, that we will continue to love and care for one another as we should and ought. We're also praying, dear Father, that our first and foremost lesson must be taught, that we must love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, body, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. See, for on these two hangs the whole law and the prophets. We're also praying to Father as we do all of these things, that we will go out and seek those souls. We will try and find them. We will go wherever is necessary to bring them home. And once we get them here, teach them the word of God so they can remain steadfast and faithful to the cause of Christ. We're also praying to Father as we do these things, that we will take the time to look in on our sick and our shut in, those who are tired and those who can no longer come with us. Let us now go to them. And once we go to them, let us lead them back to the fold before it's a day and everlasting too late. We're also praying to Father for the slowful, careless, and unconcerned Christian. That Christian that has fallen by the wayside and have fallen in love with this present world. Help us to come in contact with him and do our Christian duty and teach him back to the cause of Christ before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who declare your word. Those who stand forcefully and declare the word of God. Those who are trying their best to make their calling and election sure. We pray, dear Father, that you will help them to continue to be fit subjects for the cause of Christ. And once we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name, now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best are.